Let's see. We've got Joseph, who's calling us from Seattle. Thanks for your patience, sir, and hanging on there.
Hello?
What's on your mind? Yes, hello. Yeah, what's on your mind,
good
sir?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Doctor, that's good to hear your voice. I have very short couple of questions. The first one would be, what is the purpose of the losartan, potassium, and the side effect of it, and then what would be the natural remedy for it, please?
All right, sir. Losartan is one of many so-called ACE inhibitors. You probably remember that. It's in that area of ACE inhibition or what's called angiotensin receptor blockade. Anything that ends in sartan or tan that works on blood pressure is in that group. ACE inhibitors or ARB, which just means angiotensin receptor blockers. Now, there's a wonderful scientific paper, which I have stored away in the computer someplace, in electronic form, of course, that goes through the entire so-called enzyme pathway from the DNA, and everything in life starts with the DNA, and it goes to this enzyme, goes to that enzyme, goes to this enzyme, goes to that enzyme, and then a couple of mile equivalents down the pathway, here is the angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE. And so some patent medicine companies said, oh, gee, if we block that pathway right here, why, the blood pressure will go down. So they made up this stuff called losartan, got a patent on it, sold it for a bunch of money for a while. All right, but the person who was doing this review said, you know what, folks? This whole pathway is blocked from the beginning, not halfway down the pathway, but blocking it either in the beginning or half down the pathway down the pathway will do the job. You put a dam on the river at the headwaters, you put a dam midway down, you still get a lake. In other words, it backs up, doesn't keep going past the dam. He says, that's naturally done with vitamin D. But then he really blew me away with disappointment because his last paragraph, and it was a guy researcher, which is why I'm saying he, said, and now all we need to do is come up with a synthetic analog for vitamin D and we can block the same pathway with something patentable. I am not kidding you, sir. That's what he said. He says we can make a synthetic analog. But anyway, vitamin D. So what we do is check people's vitamin D levels, get them up to that tropical optimum, and wait. I learned that from an engineer who kept very careful track of his time and how long it took, and another engineer who copied that told me the same thing. We have to wait 3 or 4 months for the vitamin D to take full effect. It's as if you or I moved to the tropics, got a lot of sun, had the vitamin D, and had to take time to acclimatize. So anyway, vitamin D is the thing that will replace the sartan drugs eventually.
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you very much. But so I have to take, in order to replace losartan, we said it's better to take vitamin D. Like,
yes, and I'd work with a doctor on that because you want to push your vitamin D levels to that tropical optimal, which is very, very safe. It's what people who get sunshine in the tropics have in their blood, and they do not die of vitamin D overdose. But for that, you got to do a blood test, sir.
That's a good replacement. Okay, that's great. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The other one, the second question of mine would be regarding what is the cause of Dr. Rett, bugs under an eye?
I wish I knew that one, sir. I got them myself. I do hear the advertisements for smear this stuff on with plant stem cells onto those bags, and they'll go away. But, you know, it can't be a plant stem cell deficiency, so I'm still looking for the cause, even though I haven't found it yet. Sorry.
Oh, there's nothing natural remedy, you mean?
Well, you know, as I say, I haven't bought off on it yet, and I got a few of those bags myself. I'm old enough. But there is someone who's advertising on the radio and on the television something called Genucel. I didn't make that up. That's what they called it. And they claim it's all natural. I wouldn't believe it unless I read the label and called the company. But can't hurt you to read the label and call the company, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.
Yeah, you have a good weekend.
You too now.